The first station of the cross. Jesus is condemned to death. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. From the Gospel according to Matthew. Pilate said to them, "What am I to do with Jesus, who is called the Christ?" They all said, "Let him be crucified." "Why?" he asked. "What harm has he done?" But they shouted all the louder, "Let him be crucified." Then he released Barabbas for them. He ordered Jesus to be first scourged and then handed over to be crucified. The judge of the world, who will come again one day to judge us all, is there, annihilated, dishonored, and defenseless before the earthly judge. Pilate is not utterly evil. He knows that this condemned man is innocent. He looks for a way to free him. But his heart is divided. And in the end, he lets his own position, his own self-interest, prevail over what is right. Nor are the men who shout out and demand the death of Jesus utterly evil. Many of them, on the day of Pentecost, will feel cut to the heart when Peter says to them, "Jesus the Nazarene was a man commended to you by God. You took and had him crucified by men outside the law." But at that moment they are influenced by the crowd. They shout because the others are shouting, and as the others are shouting. And in this way, justice is trampled underfoot by weakness, cowardice, for fear of the diktat of the dominant mentality. The quiet voice of conscience is suffocated by the cries of the crowd. Indecision, concern for human respect, give force to evil. Lord, you were condemned to death because fear of the gaze of others suffocated the voice of conscience. It has always been like this throughout history, that the innocent have been maltreated, condemned, and killed. How many times have we ourselves preferred success to truth, our reputation to justice? Give force in our lives to the quiet voice of our conscience, to your voice. Look at me as you looked at Peter after his denial. Let your gaze penetrate our souls and indicate the direction to our lives. To those who on Good Friday had shouted out against you, on the day of Pentecost their hearts were stirred by you and converted. And in this way you gave hope to us all. Give us ever anew the grace of conversion. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. At the cross, a station keeping, stood the mournful mother weeping. Close to Jesus at the last,